Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Charlene Bybee. She's a Sparks City Councilwoman. For the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems checked. All right, Sam, let's go check out some B&D roofs.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome for the first time to the program Charlene Bybee. She is a Sparks City Councilwoman. For those in Southern Nevada that may not know, Sparks is adjacent to Reno, as is Henderson to Las Vegas. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
So, big story yesterday was that Golden Gaming, which owns a lot of properties throughout the state of Nevada, just bought the Stratosphere, has bought two properties in Laughlin from Anthony Marnell. Anthony Marnell also happens to be the owner of the Nugget, which is located in Sparks, and they are putting him on the board, and that put into play amongst the gaming analysts as to whether the Sparks Nugget may end up being folded into the Golden properties. Have you heard anything? Can you share anything with us?
Just ironically, yesterday with our city manager briefing, our city manager briefs the city council monthly. So we have, you know, 2 hour with another council member and myself. And it did come up. He let us know that they had just gotten the same information. And right now it's speculation on whether the Nugget will be part of that deal with Marnell's or not. So it is a possibility, but we haven't heard any confirmation, just speculation right
and,
now.
And Anthony Marnell, for those that may not know, is an amazing operator. His dad, of course, was Tony Marnell, or is Tony Marnell, I should say, who built most of the hotels on the Las Vegas Strip. Their crowning glory was the M Resort, which not only did Anthony run, but when the property went into bankruptcy and it was sold for 30 cents on the dollar, Penn Gaming kept him on as the president of the property for several years because he was so terrific. And I believe he's done fantastic things at the Nugget already. So I don't think it's a lose situation for Sparks either way, but it's one of the biggest employers in the city. I know that
it is the biggest in the city, and we've been really impressed with what Marnell Gaming has done since they purchased the Nugget. And obviously for the city of Sparks, we had the Esquagas there for so many years doing incredible things for the community, very community-minded. And then the other group came in for a short time, right, with Carlton Greer, and did some upgrades, which was much needed, and the gaming industry, and I understand this because my husband's been in gaming for over 40 years. So during the recession, tough times for the casinos, for the economy of our region. And when Marnell's purchased and came in, they have been like amazing community partners, stepped right into a lot of the things that the Nugget scholarships, the rib cook-off, they continue to sponsor the Christmas tree that they brought in for at Christmas time. So really good partners with us and community-minded, and have worked really well. And they have, so far, they have put over $25 million of improvements in the Nugget. And I always tell people, if they haven't been out there, I mean, the whole new convention center upgraded.
It's beautiful.
The West Tower, gorgeous rooms, and they just started work on the East Tower. They've got a steakhouse going in. They purchased Bourbon Square. And that, so that is their property also, and that that will be leveled, hopefully in the next year here. Proposal is for an outdoor entertainment venue.
Which Marnell did in Laughlin.
Which is
as well.
What they did in Laughlin. So that's what they're looking
they held
at doing.
About 7,500 people, my understanding, was the one.
Yeah,
in
so that's kind of what they're looking. We get a lot of questions on Bourbon Square because it's just sitting there in the midst of all of our construction and other activity. But that will be coming down sometime in this next year.
One other quick point about Mr. Marnell was I interviewed him on the program a couple of years ago after he purchased the Nugget. And I asked him why, the Sparks Nugget, and he said that they had looked across the entire country to find a suitable gaming property that was going to be on the up and up and just moving forward, and the Sparks Nugget was the only one that stood out to them. So I think that's a great compliment to the city of Sparks.
It is, and it's an exciting time. I'm chair.
And he didn't know about, by the way, TRI and all the development at the time. He was just looking at that property.
The potential for it, and especially right now, I'm a chair of the redevelopment agency. So the redevelopment agency is the city council and the mayor, and I chair that agency. And so our redevelopment districts are Victorian Square and the Marina. So we really are excited because we're building, we haven't had through the years, and I've lived in Sparks 54 out of my 64 years, so I'm really Sparks native. And we haven't really had, except many years ago, a downtown per se. We've had the movie theater and a couple restaurants in the Nugget, but a lot of parking lots, a lot of open space without businesses. Recession hit us very hard, and we're able to, right now, we're in the midst of building a downtown from the ground up, which is super exciting. There right now, over 1,500 people will be living downtown when just the current projects are completed, and there's more projects to come with commercial and retail as well. And we're creating a Victorian Square district. We're doing repaving. We started the first phase of that, repaving the whole sidewalks and planters and lighting, LED lights and all the trees to define the Victorian Square district. And we hope it'll be a place that people will say, well, what's going on Friday night? Let's go to Victorian Square. And there'll be lots of things happening, as well as our special events, which we continue to have. And people are most concerned about parking. We hear about that all the time, and yet we have more parking. 1,700 spots of parking downtown Sparks, and we will, but we will bus people in for the big events. For Rib Cook-Off, we will have in Star Spangled Sparks, we did RTC, working with RTC to provide transportation in and out of Victorian Square.
And that really makes a lot of sense. If you come into a special event, you go to the Legends Complex, you get on a bus, 5 minutes you're at the event, and then when it's time to leave, there's tons of buses waiting there to bring you back.
Exactly. And we've got, we've got Centennial Plaza right there. So we've got the bus station that can transport people in and out. So that is a concern we hear a lot of. But exciting things, movie theater, hopefully will be open by September. That's had a little bit of a delay, but Galaxy, brand new, redeveloping that theater, reclining seats, beer and wine, beautiful art and things in the lobby of the facility. So it's really, we're excited about that. People love the Legends. The Galaxy of the Legends has been like one of the top draws for moviegoers. They've been in the world, I think, one movie a couple of years ago was like number one in the world for opening weekend for a movie, and people in London and Rome were asking where Sparks, Nevada is. So people go to the Legends already. Now they'll have two theaters to choose from with Galaxy. So we're excited about that big, huge addition for downtown Sparks.
Sparks is the largest community that's nearby the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. with Tesla Switch and Google. And with that, how do you see the home and apartment growth in Sparks in the next 5 years? I know you just approved a housing development out by the quarry, which would be about 400 square acres. What is Sparks going to be the home base for the workers that work out at TRI?
We are seeing a huge impact. The whole Truckee Meadows is, but we've said from the beginning when Tesla and Panasonic and Switch and it just kept growing out in the Tahoe Regional Industrial Center, we knew we're 14 miles from the center, you know, from to drive in, and so we're the first exits off the freeway. So we really have seen an influx of people who work in the center because Sparks is closer. We also, real estate, even though the prices in the region have gone up dramatically, the cost of housing in Sparks, the average home price is $30,000 to $40,000 less than in Reno. So apartments, and we're seeing apartments. That's something really
seems
different.
A lot of them.
A lot of apartments, which is really new for Sparks. The multifamily product is market driven, and people. The demand for multifamily has increased incredibly. Whether it's empty nesters who don't need a home and a yard, to millennials, to young couples that don't have children yet, to people who are working out at the Tri-Center that are living and moving into downtown Sparks, you know, to Fountain House and to our units downtown, jump right on the freeway and they're out there. And maybe they have a home somewhere else and they don't need, they don't need a home here. So we're seeing in the 4 years since I was first elected, there were 1,100 multifamily permits for 1,100 units. And it continues to grow in over 500 single-family homes. And that just, you know, that grows, has grown exponentially, although a lot of the development, like Kylie Ranch North, and a lot of our development there was all set to go, and then the recession hit. So many of those were all planned with infrastructure, with planned unit developments, with all the approvals, and then they've sat with nothing happening because of the recession. So people that get all, you know, fired up about where is this all coming from, it was all planned to be there, and then the economy crashed, and so everything sat for a while. So we can't build fast enough. And that's important because we not only have the need, but the cost of housing for renting and for buying has gone up so much. It's a challenge with wages and with, you know, so we need better paying jobs with the Tri-Center is providing, and we need more inventory to hopefully level off the cost. I can't promise that prices will drop, but as we get more inventory, things should level off. You know, right now, they just keep going up and up, and that's a challenge. Affordable housing, one of the top challenges, and I see that not just on the Sparks City Council, but I'm on the Regional Planning Governing Board, so that's one of our top issues is affordable housing, workforce housing.
All right, let's take a break. We'll make some money here, and then we'll come back more with Charlene Bybee after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things. Like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today.
Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sparks City Councilwoman Charlene Bybee. If we could just get her enthusiastic, I don't know.
Charlene, we were talking about growth in Sparks, explosion in home building, apartment building. Of course, what comes with that is added police and fire, sewer, schools, roads, a lot of infrastructure costs for the city of Sparks. And speaking of that, in the last legislative session, Sparks Assemblyman Skip Daly suggested an idea where perhaps Story County, where you know the TRI is located, could perhaps help a little bit with these infrastructure costs. Now, his idea did not get very far at all at the legislature, but what do you think? Do you think that something could be worked out where Story County could maybe help Sparks or help Washoe County in a way to pay for all the infrastructure costs, which, you know, primarily are caused by the growth in their businesses?
Right. It's a challenge because we're different counties, and NRS, of course, always dictates everything that we do. So the legislature does need to make changes in order for us to do a lot of things. And we always say, you know, when I first got elected, I'm like, well, why can't we do this? Well, NRS is that they control the money and they control the legislation that really kind of sometimes handcuffs local jurisdictions. And I'm really a big proponent of putting more home rule and more ability on locals to take care of local issues.
Good luck with that, by the way.
That's another subject that I know there's no is a tough battle at the legislature. But you know, Story County, they do have a huge impact on, and they don't have the housing. So the housing
comes to us,
or now with the new extension into Dayton and Silver Springs, that's relieving some of the housing. But the infrastructure is our biggest challenge as we continue to grow. And whether the legislature can work out some kind of, you know, road impact fees or impact fees with Story County and the Tri-Center to help with Washoe County is very complicated and something the legislators will have to work with. For us, the one thing that does, an additional thing that really is a struggle for the local governments as we grow, Reno, Sparks, Washoe County, the infrastructure costs are going up so much, and our property tax formula is the real issue. And I know, and Senator Ratty, who was on the Sparks City Council, is spearheading in the off session the Senate bill to reset property values of a home at that time of sale. So we're the only at point of sale. If I were to sell my house, I've been in there 28 years, and if you were to buy my house, you would assume my property taxes, which have been depreciated on my home, and you would not. Whatever you pay for my house, whether it's a high amount or a lower amount, you don't pay the property tax on, say, a $400,000 home. You would assume my property taxes, but yet you'd be using the same services. So if two houses were built side by side, my house, say there's an empty lot and you came in and built a brand new house for $400,000, you'd be paying property taxes at $400,000. You'd be paying them on my 28-year-old home. And it just, your services that both of you need for police and fire and roads and all that are the same.
So it would reset?
It does not reset, and we're the only state
Senator Ratty's
so the
bill
one,
would
yes,
reset it.
Yes, is to reset it, and people get all panicked. My property taxes are going to be raised only if you're selling the house. So someone buying a house would pay whatever market value is. During the recession, my house is worth a lot less. So you would pay the market value, whether it was high or low, versus what we do now. There's not another state in the union that does not reset the property values at point of sale. So it's not taxing me out of my home. But if you come buy my house, you're going to pay whatever true market value and the property taxes. And that's what that would help us out tremendously all across the state.
And that's going to be a hot issue at the next legislative session. And that's going to play on whether there's two-thirds majority in both houses for the Democrats and who the governor is. Let's take a break. More with Charlene Bybee when we come back.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Charlene Bybee. She's Sparks City Councilwoman. There's been a lot of news about Tesla over the last weeks, and the amount of cash that they're burning through, the potential cost if they try to go back into the markets to raise more cash. Do you have any concerns? Are there discussions behind closed doors at the Sparks City Council about what would happen if Tesla, for some reason, were to go south?
There have not been at all. And I think our economy's in a different place. And Apple actually kind of started the move of tech companies coming to our region. And Tesla, of course, is the big one, the Tesla effect that everybody talks about. But I think the exciting thing is that we've expanded our economic base so much. So we don't have just Tesla and Panasonic. We have Switch, which is doing really well. We've got Google and blockchain. This is all in the Tri-Center. We have drones. And then within the region, light manufacturing, logistics, ITS, which is a local logistics company. We have small entrepreneurial companies coming to the Reno-Sparks area. I'm on the EDON Board of Directors representing Sparks, so we really get an insight into how many companies, how many angel funds, and how many just really trying to strengthen the economic base of our region. So Tesla is big, absolutely. No discussion on us worried about them going south, but as we continue to expand the economic base in the region through the governor's office and through EDON, I think it's great for the region because we've been so long mining and warehousing and the gaming industry, which my husband has been in for over 40 years, and we've seen the highs and lows, and it's so volatile with those, especially with gaming and tourism, that this will give us a stronger, solid economic base, and especially with a lot of technology that is the future. So I feel really good, very positive about the future. And Sparks is cautiously optimistic. We're very conservative about how we, you know, about spending and about we cut one third of our whole city during the recession. So we're very cautiously optimistic and moving forward. I feel positive.
Does all this growth in Sparks, does growth pay for itself? Or is it the property tax thing just throws everything off?
Property tax is our biggest challenge, but keep in mind, too, all of our new growth. So all the new properties are coming in at full. So growth does pay for itself. And the developers who come in, they pay for the infrastructure. They build the infrastructure to go in, and then we take over the roads. So we have the maintenance responsibility. But they have the responsibilities to build the infrastructure, say, in Kylie Ranch of those developments. So they do have fees and pay for that, and then they're coming in at a higher property tax. So.
Real quick, do you see another gaming company moving into the Legends?
There is going to be a small casino that's always been planned that will be opening.
Going?
That's happening within this next year, I think, is what the plans are right now.
And that's where we have to leave it. Come back soon. This was fun.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
My name is Reed. NV Energy and the PUC sabotaged rooftop solar. They put me out of business. I had to cancel 250 projects and lay off 40 employees. And now, NV Energy wants to kill energy choice. They want to put profits above clean energy in the 34,000 jobs it will bring.
After the way NV Energy treated us, sorry, you left us no choice.
Competition means more clean energy jobs. Break up with NV Energy's monopoly by voting yes on question 3.
Sorry, NV Energy. It's over.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We have an archive of over 10 years worth of shows. Plus, you can download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you on the next broadcast.